Hi, I'm Jonathan Edwards, and this is Be Still and Know, an opportunity for us to listen to the Bible together and to hear what God is saying to us today. Psalm 102, verses 11 to 12. My life passes as quickly as the evening shadows. I am withering away like grass. But you, O Lord, will sit on your throne forever. Your fame will endure to every generation. We're often reminded of the fragility and brevity of life. A couple of days ago, a cyclist was knocked over and killed by a lorry on a roundabout which I often use. Death is never far away, and the psalmists often reflect on that. In this particular psalm, the writer was in a dreadful state. He'd lost his appetite and was reduced to skin and bones. He couldn't sleep and was surrounded by people who mocked and cursed him. Nothing seemed to be going right. He lashed out at God, whom he accused of picking him up and throwing him out. But amidst his groaning, he recognized that God would live forever, and he looked forward to the fact that future generations would praise God and thrive in his presence. The brevity and fragility of life shouldn't depress us, but encourage us to see our lives within the bigger context of God's activity. Today is one page in the book of God's eternal purposes, and so we need to treasure this day and make sure that we use it to the full. There is a continual danger that we'll be so busy with the pressures and opportunities of everyday life that we forget to see our days in an eternal context. We fall for the lie that this world is all that there is. The best way to avoid that is to ensure we maintain a regular rhythm of prayer and worship throughout our lives. Every day, we need to spend at least some time acknowledging our total dependence upon Almighty God. As we spend time with Him, we start to see things from His perspective. We see the importance of every conversation, relationship, and task. Far from depressing us, seeing life in the light of eternity increases the preciousness of every single moment. Let me pray with you. Lord God, we thank you for the gift of today. Help us to treasure every moment that you graciously give to us. Amen. Thanks for listening. I encourage you to join me every day for Be Still and Know. You can hear it on Premier Christian Radio or Premier Praise every morning, or on podcast at any time. And if you'd like to receive a free copy of our magazine, Voice of Hope, please visit premier.org.uk/Voice of Hope. God bless you. I do hope you have a great day.